John Taylor joins us now, rejoins us, and we appreciate him being with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He has some good news on the local scene.
Yeah, good morning. We do have some great news regarding Arkansas Best. You know, sometimes we forget about it, what great companies are headquartered here and have been for many years when we drive by the empty Whirlpool plant. But Arkansas Best had a press release yesterday afternoon. It's just wonderful news. Just refresh your memory, back in June, Arkansas Best negotiated a new contract with the Teamsters that gave them a 7% wage reduction that would be recovered over a period of time, some flexibility in work schedules. This was necessary to make them competitive with the Yellow Roadway, YRC, which already had a new contract with the Teamsters. Well, it was approved overwhelmingly back in June, but then there were some amendments that had to be approved on a case-by-case basis. There was one region that was a holdout, and that was Chicago, the Midwest region. And they had actually called for a vote on a strike, and those ballots were counted yesterday. The good news is the Teamsters in the Chicago Midwest area overwhelmingly rejected going on strike against Arkansas Best. Huge turnout, 77% of the eligible Teamsters voting, over 70% voting to not strike. And this means that hopefully within the next 24 hours that last amendment will be approved. Arkansas Best will get some relief in terms of their wage concessions, their flexibility in their work schedules. So it should be a really good day in the stock market for Arkansas Best stock. We'll have to wait and see. Another company near and dear to our heart, Walmart, you've probably seen these headlines. Walmart says that they're going to promote 25,000 store employees. Many of these are hourly workers being promoted to different jobs. They began this yesterday with kind of a big ceremony in one of their stores in New Jersey. This is on top of the fact that Walmart announced back in September that they would move 35,000 workers from temporary to part-time status and another 35,000 from part-time to full-time by year-end. This, of course, is to counter a lot of the criticism that's being mounted toward Walmart as the unions attempt to organize the company. Also, Walmart announcing they're going to open 110 new stores in China over the next 3 years. They're going to focus on developing supercenters and Sam's Clubs and their distribution network there. They're also going to close some underperforming stores, about 20 to 25 stores. They say they're firmly committed to the growth in the market in China. Now, yesterday, the Dow was up again over 100 points. In fact, the S&P was also up and had its third record finish. Now, today at 1 o'clock our time, we get the announcement from the Fed, the Federal Open Market Committee. We anticipate them saying that they're going to continue to not taper back. That is to not cut back on the $85 billion a month that the Fed is spending to keep interest rates low. Now, that sounds like really good news unless you realize why they're not tapering, and the reason they're not tapering is because the economic data continues to be very, very weak, which doesn't give the Fed the freedom to do that. And we see more indication of that even this morning. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, the number's just coming out just a few seconds ago. And inflation at the retail level only up 0.1%. For last month. The core number is what you get when you take out food and energy. Yeah, sure. Up 0.1% year over year. Those numbers were also pretty tame. The headline numbers, they call it, up 1.2%. And the last 12 months, the trailing number for the core CPI, only up 1.7%. And we continue to see weak economic data, and a number of other things have been released within the last few days in terms of consumer confidence, retail sales, and a number of other things. So it probably will be a big yawn this afternoon when the Fed announces at 1 o'clock what they're going to do. The Fed does not meet in November, so we're safe until December. So at least it won't be until probably after the end of the year before the Fed starts talking about tapering back, which will allow interest rates to rise, which will have who knows what effect on the financial markets.
Safe until December.
Safe until December. We get November off. Don't have to watch the Fed in November.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John.